All right, so go ahead, Rebecca.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to, does anybody have a motion to pass the minutes from last meeting? I so move.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? The minutes are approved from the last meeting. So we're going to talk about, we asked for some information on what other mayors are making. I can see that we have the paperwork here. Did everybody get a chance to look at this?
Yes.
I did make a few phone calls because we had talked about doing that, kind of making a few phone calls to the people that are on our city council and in the mayor position. And the comment I got back, Julia didn't want to, or the mayor didn't want to give, you know, her full opinion, but she did recommend going to other like towns. So I think this and see what they're doing. So, and that was pretty much her recommendation, but she didn't want to give too much information. And then the city council, I only talked to three, and that was due to my timing and what happened this month for me. But three of them, one, if it went to vote for them, said they wouldn't vote for a pay raise if it went to them, which it's not going to. But good morning.
Good morning.
We're just talking about the survey.
Okay.
And I talked to a couple people. Three people on city council and the mayor, and the mayor was appreciated or requested that we do the survey for other like cities, which we already did. And three of the city council people, all three of them didn't even know it was a paid job when they ran for it. And one of them, if it did go to them, said they wouldn't vote on it, even though they realized it's not going to go to them. One donates it, and one was kind of a similar, like, well, what do other cities get? But he brought up a good point that it depends on the hours. If they put in 2 hours a week, that's 10 hours a month, that would be $50 an hour. And so he's like, I kind of feel like that's fair, but it really depends on how much time they put into the job.
We need the council members say what? How much time they thought they put in?
I didn't ask that question because that was the last person I called, and then I was like, oh, I guess I should ask that question. But one of them gave me some information about two people that I didn't call, which I could call them if we want to keep going and call them all, were one of the reasons why they wanted to review it is they thought it would more money would bring a higher quality of person to run for city council, which I have an opinion on, but
anybody.
Well, and it should kind of mirror the community, not necessarily the highest of caliber sitting on that bench. It should be just about anybody have that opportunity. But that's my own opinion. And I think she said the other person in council, so this would be in meetings that they had said that it just hadn't been reviewed in a long time. So, but they had no, they didn't even know, like I said, they didn't even know it was a paid position. So that's just the four people that I talked to.
So I'm not familiar with, I understand what the council members, their position here. Are they getting after hour? I reached out to a council member once. On an issue. So are there council members in certain areas of the city that are going to be getting more of a workload than others? You know, more they have to represent their community more and more contact more in a business area or more in a, no. Okay.
I think you said it last time was that they put the effort in that they want to put in. So they have meetings they have to go to, but the time they spent with the community is kind of up to them.
Okay.
And if you were just
maybe referring to the size of their districts. Yes. I know because obviously there's some growth going on. We have to redistrict whenever there's, actually we're going to be doing it this year. So to make sure that the districts are compatible in size. Yeah.
Okay. One of them I talked to puts a lot of effort into it, but that's by their choice. And they're also the one that does, that donates it. So it's not, the money isn't even an issue, but talking to the mayor, it was some mayors put in more effort because it's only a part-time job, and some people put in, it's really what they do and how much effort they put in was the response to that. So I don't think it's a set, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that.
So I had a question around the part-time status and comparable to our neighbors next door, Mount Vernon and Anacortes, because there's a huge discrepancy between pay. I know their populations are higher, but they're full-time, or I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Yeah, elected officials can work whatever hours they choose. So they're just elected right. officials. And so it's up to the city.
Yeah.
Of course, if the city decides, usually if it's a higher salary, the city is expecting, the citizens are expecting that person to be a full-time mayor. Or yeah, so it really is up to the citizens.
I just know our mayor is out doing a lot. And the other piece I was looking at just in terms of mayor compensation, I noticed the compensation has, you know, hovered around 2%.
Yeah.
Is that something that, what's that mechanism? How is that determined?
Right. It's the, so we do a salary ordinance every year, and typically for non-represented employees, so those that aren't in unions, and typically they follow whatever the, usually the AFSCME, the clerical and staff workers, okay. usually in public works. So it usually follows whatever they okay. receive.
So, and they're negotiated.
Right, and those are negotiated contracts. Okay. They're like the current one we're under is a 2-year contract. So that's usually what happens.
Is there anything based on CPI or anything like
that? Yeah, the cost of living increases yeah. are tied to CPI, and okay. yeah, and not to exceed. I mean, thank goodness we have a not to exceed CPI
right
now. yeah, and there's also a minimum, right? So we've had many years recently of no inflation, and so there was a minimum raise that. That staff would receive.
And then just skipping to the council, they've just been a flat.
Yeah, it's been 500 forever. Yeah, I was actually a little surprised that's far. I mean, I knew 5 years ago, but I was even more surprised it was been that way for 10 years. So, yeah.
So I knew that because I looked into doing that at one point.
Yeah.
And I got told because of my work position that I could not.
Yeah.
I was too available. My employer said, no.
What about how far back does this go for the mayor? I mean, I know they get a little percentage, but how far back does this amount go? Do you know?
I put that in here. Yeah, on the very last page, on page 20, on page 22, I have it back.
I didn't get that far.
Okay, yeah, we got a new financial system in 2013. So I couldn't go much further back than 13, which is, it's a 10-year trend and as well. So
my only question was, is between the samples here is, you know, like you said, what would help is that their expectations of the city, but is there, do you know if there's this other staffing equivalent to what we have as far as
well, the larger the city, there's more employee.
I mean, though, like in the office that you have here, who Doug was and what you're doing.
Okay. No, typically we have the director level, I would say. Yeah. So like fire, police, planning, public works, and then finance. That's a typical structure for most cities. Yeah.
Okay.
Most cities. And then we report to the city administrator, and then the mayor and the city, you know, oversees the city administrator. So that's kind of the hierarchy. So.
But they all have city administrators.
Yeah. Oh yes. This one that I sent you are all what we call strong mayor. So same. Yeah. Where the mayor is the chief executive office of the city.
Does the mayor supervise and evaluate?
Just Charlie.
Okay.
Or just the city administrator.
Okay. Yeah.
Do these cities have similar budgets that are?
I did one based on, I don't, budgets are really hard because if you get grants and things like that, so you, you have to just kind of, I did by population. Nearby. I just did
revenues and expenditures.
Yeah, that was our Rebecca had asked for our 10 years of information. So I gave the city's 10 years of information. So
because when you look at 2014 versus now, you know, when I did our pay study for Helping Hands, looking at that growth was, you know, a piece of that, that experience and growth. And
And I put some notes in there regarding some of the major, you see some of those major changes, like when we took over the EMS service, of course, our revenues and our expenses both went up, you know, and then we, when your citizens passed Proposition 1, so of course our revenues went up, but also our expenses went up. So I tried to, and then those last couple of years, we've received over $1 million each year in ARPA money. Yes. So those are one-time monies, you know, so I tried to give you some idea of why you're seeing some interesting fluctuations.
They are one-time money.
So yes, they're one-time. They should not be not used for operations.
Yeah, right.
So. It, you know, like we have police and fire in our city. A lot of, well, not a lot, but fire is regionalized in a lot of comparable cities, so it's not part of the city's budget. So when you look at budget, it's really hard. It's very difficult to say, well, they have a $10 million budget and they have a $20 million budget. Well, you know, it really, that's a challenge. Burlington is so far out of comparisons. I mean, I could give you Burlington. They don't even respond to the surveys. That was one of my challenges. I couldn't even get, and I tried to go into their work and get them to dig it out. But
I do know it's very similar what their mayor makes and who's part-time, and it's similar to but the overall
budget,
like city numbers.
Well, I think a lot of it's tax-based.
Yeah, their budget is much larger than our budget.
It's a little different because they're more of a like retail, not there.
That's why they have sales, sales tax. They have much higher sales tax.
But I know that the mayor makes, they make pretty equal. How that crossed my brain at one point in the last month.
And I mean, and do we know anything about, are these comparisons similar number of council members?
Yes, seven. Most cities have seven council members, especially when they're based on population. And this first one, it's titled CBA, that's collective bargaining agreements. And those are the cities that we use to compare ourselves against. Okay.
I think the, in my opinion, this is my opinion, that we have a discussion about, if any, I mean, I know number four is motion to set the salary if appropriate, but do we have enough information to feel comfortable doing that? Or I'm a numbers person. I like to like flush it out. The salaries impact people's lives. It's not like just how much we want to spend for furniture.
But one of the things that I did was I looked at the year comparables, then I went through and looked at other cities in the other areas. You know, I tried to stay on the west side, then I pulled a couple out of the east side because there's a difference there. But looking at CJOE and comparing to Enumclaw, Ferndale, Yelm, Snohomish, kind of comparable type cities outside of what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
With the mayor, she's right in the middle of all of that, and which was good, nice job. Snoqualmie 2,500 a month, Sumner 2,500, Yelm 25, Ferndale 2,650, our mayor's 2,461. Of course, there's some outliers and on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
So the outliers out, and then go from there. And I just thought the mayor's salary just was in pretty comparable to, you know, cities our size. And I looked on the other side, Cheney and Liberty Lake. So 1,500 for Cheney and Liberty Lake, 2,250, and the population is pretty close to where we are. Look at those. So,
so question on the, they have a, our council members have a monthly. I see some have a per meeting and a special meeting. What would trigger a special meeting?
There at times there may be an issue that the city council needs to address immediately. And so we would have to set a meeting separate from the regular scheduled meetings.
On average, how many meetings are they having a month?
We have three.
And then, three councils.
And then if there's any specials, we rarely have special meetings. It's not something a city really wants to do. Just also for transparency purposes, special meetings are a challenge, but there are times when something comes up and that we do have to have a special meeting. But
so additional compensation for a special meeting would be a possibility.
That could be. Yeah, you guys could make that determination.
Anybody else have any concerns, comments, questions?
No. I might want to. I was planning on talking to the mayor.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's probably something that's just about the job and
I do have to make a comment because I did get some feedback. Please do not ask them if they think their salary is fair. It's very awkward for them. So yeah. Ask them all about what they're doing, how many hours they work. They are very excited, but someone called me and was very just felt very awkward. So I'm just, and please don't ask them.
And that was probably my fault. I called them on their personal phones instead of their work phone. I didn't know how to say it, and I prefaced it with, this is an awkward conversation. So
yeah.
What's the best, do we have a contact, points of contact?
Yeah, it's on our website, but I'm happy to give you everybody's. I'll send out a contact list.
So census, are we like a little more conversation?
Duties and responsibilities.
And responsibilities.
I mean, it sounded like some of these, like in a Cordis, some of the outliers is because, I mean, there's more population and maybe more to do. And so it's kind of one of those things with the chicken and the egg. So
yeah.
Do you set the salary higher and expect them to do more?
Yeah.
Or do you set it lower and then get more expectations?
And I think you mentioned something last time about, if it's just do what you want and you set the salary to this person and they're not there next time, then it's still set at that, but then the person doesn't work as much or something. Then so I think you kind of lean towards that they've set their own hours.
Yeah, it's they're totally independent. They're not employees. They're not clocking in, they're not clocking out. They're, most of them recognize this is not, this is not going to support them. I mean, most of them are on there because it's public service and they want to work for the community.
Yeah.
And I found that with almost every elected official, anybody who's been in school boards or whatever, they're not there for the money at all.
And you'll hear that from them.
Yeah. Yep. But now that we have a salary commission, the salary commission can set the salary, we'll meet every other year, the salaries will be set or stay the same. I mean, whatever the decision of the salary commission, you'll meet every other year, and that's how salaries will be set. In the past, they were set annually by the salary ordinance, and council voted, and then it couldn't change in a year there was an election. So
yeah,
that was you had to keep it the same.
Does anybody have any more questions about this packet?
No, I have one more question. So Cedar Woolley's growth is rapidly changing. You can see it in the traffic in the buildings. I'm in construction, so I see it. Is that affecting the council responsibility? Like 2 years ago to today, it's changed dramatically.
Yeah, I mean,
does it
probably? I mean, it, yes, if they are choosing to be doing a lot of outreach and being
that's
active.
From talking to them.
Yeah, that would be a good question for them. I mean, there are some more. longevity council members. So those would be really good questions for the longevity council members. We do have quite a few new council members that are just coming on. There's some that
have been here before in the past.
Yep, and have come back
on. And that would be a good difference between, do you see yourself doing more work now than you did the last time?
Yeah.
When you send us the contact information, could you put
their term? Yeah, you bet. I'll put their terms on it. Yeah, you bet.
So let's go to number four. We're gonna probably table that.
Yeah, that's fine.
For the next meeting. And then number five would be, when is the next meeting?
Is there anything else we want before we meet again?
And I just want to clarify, the only thing I'll be sending out is contact information, and you'll be doing your own. Okay, great. I just don't want to drop the ball. I think
the biggest thing for me is the duties and responsibilities, and what are they actually doing, and knowing and understanding that they put as much time in. And I don't know council members, but I think it's comparable to our neighbors are doing what our council members are doing.
Yeah. Is there any written obligations, duties, or anything that's given out to council members?
In your last packet, I gave you all the duties and responsibilities piece. So
that they're required to attend so many meetings.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's in our code section two as well. So, but I, if you look back on that packet, you'll see that there's some information in there.
Debbie, just one more question. Just thought of as a mayor has the comparables that we have. City council has been flat. Has there been any work in the past around comparable salaries to other towns with our city council? Or
that's all in there as well. It's in this packet.
I've looked at all of that, but has there been any salary study or anything done?
Have they gave any increases or changed anything?
Oh, the other cities? Yeah. I don't.
How long these compensations?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure they've.
I just noticed it's been flat.
Ours has been flat.
Forever, and I look at quite the others.
My experience from Snohomish too, it's just been flat.
Yeah.
Council members.
Okay.
Yeah, they just. Yeah, it's been flat. Okay. But I do think Arlington was one, but that they're a larger city, of course. But I think they did actually increase their council members thing by adding the special meetings because they were tending to having to be required to go to other meetings besides council meetings. So I think that's how they compensate, made up for the compensation.
Okay.
Appreciate your effort here.
That's all from AWC. That's all public information. I mean, that's all it's out there. So don't.
And Nikki would remind us not to share the information with each other or it becomes
a serial meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just come.
Just hold on to your, when you call them, hold on to your, that was hard to hold on to that.
So my availability is not again until the week of May 9th.
I'm gone that week.
So the next, if we stick with Wednesday mornings, the next one is May 18th.
Good day 18th.
I think that'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Do we want to do 7:30 again, or do we want to do 8? I mean,
it works for me.
7:30, okay, for everyone? Okay.
May
18th.
May 18th. Okay,
oh, it is.
I have a schedule that's, I can't pinpoint a date. I'm gonna put it down, try to hit that target, but we've got some island work coming up that we're going to be staying out there in May. Just depends whenever the contractor gets to that stage. So I have Zoom. To just pick a date.
And we have Zoom if you're comfortable. You just call in on your phone and listen in and communicate that way. So don't, if you really can't be here in person.
So the 17th?
18th.
18th. Okay.
And I guess if we should ask if there's any public comment.
Yeah, I don't see any public out there. I mean, look really again.
Someone pops in.
Hey.
Do you think, and I'm for meeting early or late.
This is great.
Do you think this, does that hinder the public from making comments early? Or, it's posted, they can get up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they can get up and they can watch it.
Okay. And they can watch it after the fact and then also submit comments after the fact. And I would be able to share them with you at the next meeting. Good. So in case they had to watch
sure it. That they have their
absolutely. Data.
From what we were talking about a little bit earlier with budgets, what I was kind of hearing is we don't, like, the way the budget changes and there's, you know, one-time money and stuff like that. I mean, are we going to think about that at all? Is kind of what the salary is compared to the city's budget, or do you think that's a non-factor?
Well, if they're running negative, it's a factor.
Right. I'm just wondering if we should be kind of crunching numbers that way at all, like looking at comparables.
I think you can look at the growth. I mean, there's City Woolley, if you're talking about $4 million 9-10 years ago, to the mayor's going to have more responsibility and more, it's the same people, that's one thing, but if there's, you know, and maybe her responsibility is heavier now. So I kind of take that into consideration for my own thoughts.
Well, it's very important. Every dollar in public is important. This is the amount that we, you know, invest in our council and mayor is not material compared to the whole of the city.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, budget's very important. And I would, you know, if you made the mayor position a full-time staff position, like a city administrator, that would, then we'd have to have a conversation. That would be a budget concern, but, you know, within the range that she's currently at, or even, or, you know, plus or minus either direction, I think I'd be very confident that the city budget could maintain for both council if you decided to make a change to council as well.
Money's there.
Yes, we would make that available.
Okay.
And the timing is the reason that this timing is we're starting our 23-24 budget right now. We're going to be doing our council retreat the end of the month, the end of April. So, yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Very efficient. Good job.
Do we have to vote to adjourn it? Or do we just say adjourn? We need adjourn. Yeah.
I moved and
second. All right. I told you it would be quick.
All right. I will stop the recording now.